and Roll Football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Just got a tab around my leg. The lead. Well, look, you're getting behind the scenes content here. We always say that you get just a little bit more for listening to the podcast.
It's warts and all, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And not just warts.
No, skin tags and all. Everything.
Talking of which, we talk about bodies today and the bits that we do and don't like about our own, as well as, let's be honest, the main thing about the show was the final day of the Premier League season and the drama of it all. Who was finally relegated? Who won the league? The European spots. It was a roller coaster. It was up and down and all around.
Flew by a bumper edition, an extra hour. It flew by though, didn't it? And we also heard from an old friend in the Sands of Living, Boris Johnson. But I never thought I'd miss hearing him speak, but I have missed him. It's amazing.
Well, there you go. Dyson wants Boris back. and we have John Richardson on the show and Paul McCaffrey on the show. We've got Matt Dyson on the show.
So much going on.
My stoma pipes up. It's all happening.
Kier's here, regular contributor.
Please, for the final time this season, enjoy the podcast.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It is the final day of the Premier League season. Who is going to win the title? Manchester City or Arsenal? Will Burnley be relegated, as their goal difference suggests they will, or can somehow Nottingham Forest find a way to make a mess of this? Here to take us through the final Rock and Roll Football of the season is Matt Dyson.
The destiny is in our hands. The words of Pep Guardiola ahead of one of the most exciting ends to a Premier League season in years. He's also said the unpredictability is like a drug. And we're all getting high on the unpredictability this afternoon. Though it would surely take a miracle for Arsenal to do it. City will secure a historic fourth title in a row if they beat West Ham at the Etihad. The Gunners, who are currently 2 points behind them, will be champions for the first time since 2004 if they beat Everton at the Emirates and City fail to get a win. A tale of two cities, a tale of two grounds sponsored by Middle Eastern Airlines. If City draw and Arsenal win, both teams will finish on 89 points, and then it will come down to goal difference. If they're level on goal difference and there's only one goal in it, then it goes down to goals scored and then results between the two sides. Maybe even Poznan denier Noel Gallagher will finally turn his back on the game to celebrate with his fellow fans if they win this one. There are also places in the Europa League and the Europa Conference to be decided today. Spurs are at relegated Sheffield United, a game that may even bring angry Ange back on side. Chelsea are at home to Bournemouth and Newcastle away at Brentford, hoping for one of them to slip up. A few managers saying goodbye to the Premier League today as well. Jurgen Klopp's 491st game in charge of Liverpool will be his last at home to Wolves. Then he's gone after 8 years of his general demeanour getting less and less happy-go-lucky as time went by. Some say it all changed when he got the turkey hair and teeth done. Maybe it's just because of the stress of the job, gradually turning the German into a Mardy bum-bum. Also, it was announced yesterday that Roberto De Zerbi will be leaving Brighton after their game at home to Man United. Amazingly, United not saying goodbye to Ten Hag and still with an outside chance of scraping the conference ahead of their FA Cup final appearance next weekend. There's still the outside chance, of course, that Luton will stay up and Forest will go down, but the Hatters would need to win 7-0 against Fulham and then rely on Forest losing 6-0 at relegated Burnley. It would be quite a swing. Surely that's not possible. The only game with nothing at stake is Crystal Palace Villa. Unai Emery's side already secured their Champions League place and Palace are safe in mid-table. We're here right through till 7 on a Super Sunday season summing up supper special.
It's a rush at the end there.
I know, and it's live.
Because there's so many games.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Exactly, you've got to talk about all the different things that can happen. There's a lot that can happen in the next few hours.
Can I ask, is it permutations or permutations?
Permutations, isn't it?
So neither.
Permutations.
Producer Liam looking
slightly. We need to look it up, I think.
We've got to ask producer Liam.
I think it's permutate, like you said, the second one.
Permutations.
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 Permutations. If you know the answer.
It's permutations, I'm pretty sure.
This is great radio.
Okay, text us on 81215. What word is it? We're obviously a football show, but we like all sport here, apart from rugby.
Yeah. Yes.
But
yeah. We don't mind rugby, do we, really? I don't think.
Did you watch the Fury Usyk fight last night?
I did not stay up to watch that. No, no.
I did stay up to watch it.
Of course you did. You're such a lad, aren't you? You're a proper boy.
I just like boxing.
But heavyweight boxing is so boring, isn't it? Watching massive blokes cuddling each other for about an hour.
All right, okay.
I'm not staying up to watch that.
not when I've got it all on video anyway.
Exactly.
Watch that at any time.
I watch the real thing, man. Yeah.
So were you not bothered then? It was amazing.
No. I've so bored of boxing now. I much prefer horse racing when it comes to my second sport. Horse racing, I'd much rather watch Cheltenham than a boxing match. I've realised this in my elderly years.
So what is it about horse racing then?
It's just much more exciting. So it's much more fun to go along and watch.
Less ethical,
isn't
it?
Out. I'm not going there for the ethics.
At least the boxers get to choose. There's not like two little guys on the boxers' backs controlling them.
No, I know.
Whipping them to punch each other harder.
Yeah, well, that's true. You've got that on video at home, haven't you? So you're fine. Yeah, you don't need it. But no, that's where I stand on the whole thing. I used to quite like boxing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like the Eubank, Nigel Benn days, golden era.
What about Froch?
Frochy. I love Frochy.
Come on.
Yeah, I used to love Froch. I carried his belts out of a fight once.
This is incredible.
But now I'm generally just bored by boxing. But how was it? Was it good?
It was electric.
Electric. It was all hype, though, isn't it, really?
Do you know what I find funny about boxing is, and I've been to a lot of boxing matches, is when you're there, when you're watching it on telly, you're like, yeah, 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 knock him out. And then the moment it looks like one of them has been knocked out, you go, oh, my God, I hope he's OK. Yeah. What? I was like part of the mob.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? It's a weird atmosphere. The braying mob. That's what you are. You call
baying
me,
mob?
Baying, even, yeah, braying.
We've lost the power of speech.
Braying, that's what, like, animals do, isn't it? Well, you are like an animal when you're at these things, aren't you? Baying and braying.
Yeah, I'm like, if I was like an animal, you'd want someone on my back whipping me.
Yeah.
I don't think I was the only one who watched Fury Usyk last night. I was umming and ahhing about it, you know, and I just thought, you know what? I got into boxing in the 90s, the Ben Eubank, Collins, Bruno era. And then I loved Hatton and Prince Nazim.
Yeah.
The Cobra.
Oh.
Really. That's when I really started going
Cobra
to boxing matches.
Great, yeah.
Oh, I went to so many of his fights. And then Tony Bellew and
live it is quite a good experience, I must admit.
Live, it is there. Sensational.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is on the edge, isn't it? Ethically, you're like, oh, should this be allowed?
Should this be happening now?
You know,
now we know about head injuries. We know so much about it now. Like, why is this still allowed?
I mean, I think people were always aware it was bad for you.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
It's not like they were like, I think this actually will do some good.
I think it might make them cleverer.
Yeah.
Beat some sense into them. That's what they used to say.
He seems all right, mate. I just loved it last night. I was like, oh, man, it got me back in love with the sport.
Did it? Oh,
yeah.
Right. Good.
Lee Wood's the last thing that really got me going, the last fight I went to watch. I used to go
pretty
regularly to boxing.
Yeah. It was not. It's a nice event to go to, I must admit, a live sporting event. But you have to pay. Is it Sky Box Office last night? Was it you got to pay?
Yeah, I tried.
Got to pay for it.
Ended up doing it through TNT Box Office.
Oh, did you? Oh, right. Okay.
You're making eyes at me.
I just wondered. Liam was making the funny face. I don't know what you were suggesting.
Producer Liam's last show with us.
Oh,
Producer
I can't
Liam, my
it.
Word.
Yeah. Oh, sad.
It's emotional.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that we're already relegated because if that was also happening today. I don't know what would happen.
Good God. Yeah,
Liam's beloved Birmingham City relegated last week. Despite winning, how did that feel?
Awful.
Well, we need never talk about Birmingham City again on this show.
There is that. There is that. God knows who our next producer will support.
Maybe
a big club like Villa. Big Champions League club.
I'm going.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
We're delighted to be joined by deep friend of rock and roll football, Paul McCaffrey, whose beloved Southampton are in the playoff final next Sunday. Paul, firstly, woohoo! Yes, that's the first thing. Secondly, did you think you were going to get to the final?
I thought we'd get to the final, yeah, I have to say. I kind of went into Friday with a bit of confidence. I thought we'd get a win on Friday. Obviously, good to hold them to a draw up at their place, so... I thought we'd do all right Friday, and we did. I mean, slightly nervy first half, but once we'd got a goal, I think we were sort of, we were in cruise control then.
Obviously, the footage of the game and everything's been going viral on social media. I saw a lot of your selfies there with your good mate Rishi Sunak. What was it like watching the game with him?
I saw him on the way back up the M3. Obviously, I live in Winchester, so driving back up, first of all, these three police motorbikes, whatever they call it, like a motorcade, then a few police cars.
I bet you pulled over when you saw him, didn't you, go, mate? I had no idea, honestly. I was listening to the radio. Just...
I saw him go past, but... it was a good atmosphere down there Friday.
You didn't go on the pitch afterwards, did you?
No, God, no.
Good for you,
too old for that. Too old for that sort of carry-on, mate.
So, how do you feel about the final against Leeds?
It's going to be a tense occasion. I'm excited. I mean, we've beaten them twice this season, home and away in the league. So, I mean, all sort of bets are off on an occasion like that, aren't they? But I think we can do it. I hope the occasion's not too much for us. We've got a good side. It's just who turns up on the day, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's 11 against 11. It's a funny old game, isn't it, Paul? You know, you've got to go out there with a high press, a low block. You've got to not get caught in those transitions. I think they looked incredible against Norwich in that second leg.
You've got a lot of skin in this game, actually. Your good friend John Richardson, obviously, is a Leeds supporter, so...
Yeah, but my good friend Paul McCaffrey is a Southampton fan.
Exactly. Your hands are tied on this.
I'm torn here. But, John's a very good friend, Paul. You know, I would say is John's a very funny man. He really makes me laugh.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, mate. Are you going to go?
Oh, yeah. I'll be there, mate. I'll be there, mate. By hook or by crook.
Well, all the best, Paul. We'll be looking out for you next Sunday. Give us a wave if the cameras come to you. Up the Saints indeed. Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, mate.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
You might have seen... I wish I'd asked Paul McCaffrey about this because he was at the Southampton game the other night. You might have seen when Southampton scored against West Brom, one of their goals... There's a guy behind the goal celebrating by raising in the air his prosthetic leg.
That's amazing, isn't it? What an image. He held it aloft with two hands like you would a scarf, but it's his leg.
Or Excalibur, like he's plucked that and now he's king of Southampton.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Obviously, losing parts of your body, having bone carved off the main part of you, is something that I now have deep personal experience of.
Yes, of course.
So text us on 8-12-15. What is the least favourite part of your body?
What's your least favourite part of the body?
Of your own body.
Yeah. I mean,
I imagine a lot of contenders on yours. I mean, it must have been hard.
I'm spoiled for choice, mate. Spoiled for choice, mate. But I have... quite a horrible little thing. it's just behind. I can't show it you because it's just behind my thigh. It's there.
What's like, it doing right
just
now?
Just below my
it?
Right bum cheek.
It's, okay.
It's a skin tag, right? And my family hate it. It's a skin tag. It's like a long sort of bit of skin, just like loose skin, like flapping around. And it's massive, and it seems to get bigger as time goes by. And whenever my family see me in my pants or something, the kids always go, "Oh, look at that horrible!" It's a weird skin tag. Just sort of flaps around. I'm like, apparently, if you put an elastic band around it or something, it can just fall off if you use.
Oh, because you're killing off the supply.
Yeah, because it's just a pointless bit of skin, just flap.
Aren't we all?
Yeah, well, exactly. In many ways, yeah. But it's horrible. I don't want to show it you, and I can't.
Can you show it me when we play a song?
I don't know. Possibly, I can. Yeah, I can. I think I can get my shorts just above it, but we'll show
you. We could get them down. that'll be one way.
No. Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Go on, Commander.
Yeah, I can show you. Do you want to see it now?
Yeah. Okay. No? Yeah. I'm gonna sit. Producer Liam saying no. It's your last day anyway.
Whoa! Mad,
oh my
it?
Word!
Look how long it is?
Oh, it's freaking!
It's
very
mini. Wobble it around.
It's like a nipple.
Liam, look, can you see it?
It's bigger than
no
a nipple.
No one's walking past our studio window.
What's odd is you've actually got really good pins.
Oh, yeah, quite muscly legs, aren't
you? Yeah.
And it really ruins my legs because my
How
legs
did that
possibly...
happen? How did you become so deformed? What? How did you get
it's
that?
I think it's something in my family. My granddad had one like, on his eyebrow, a similar sort of skin tag, not like a wart, but like just a big skin tag, a big weird bit of skin. There are people out there that will suffer like me, I'm sure.
Well, what is your least favourite part of your own body? Have you got
I feel like I've overshared, judging by your faces.
No, but I'm so... I can't believe we worked together this long and it's taken this...
You've never seen my tag.
This is the great thing about football is it makes us explore our own bodies. Someone here says, you can get rid of skin tags by tying dental floss around the base as close to your skin as you can, as tight as you can get. Cover with a plaster and leave.
That's what I mean, yeah.
It'll drop off.
I've been told I can do that, thank
you. So why haven't you done that?
Because I sort of quite like it, in a way.
Oh, that's it.
it's grown nice on you. It there. Yeah.
Now, oddly enough, I have a personal connection, as well as obviously the surgery, to the gentleman who raised his prosthetic leg.
Ah.
Because this week I became an ambassador
for the
Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital, where I was operated on.
The people that saved your life.
For the charity, the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital charity.
It's a bit of a mouthful. They need to maybe work on the name.
Yeah, RNOH.
Yeah, we'll just call them that.
Just call it the RNOH charity. They support the work of the hospital. It's a national hospital, so people get referred there from all over the country for specialist orthopaedic surgery. So that guy there may well have been...
He might have gone there,
He may well have been operated on there. So now I'm an ambassador.
Yeah.
So that comes with a certain lifestyle.
What?
Don't know if you're aware.
Yeah, those are Ferrero Rocher.
Yes, I do. I brought some in.
What a surprise! What a great surprise! Yeah. Oh, shall I serve them to you on my skin tag, ambassador?
Do you know what? I'm allergic to nuts. I think the skin tag would be
Set
me off.
So you can't even have these?
No.
What a generous man. What a generous ambassador.
Thank you.
I'm going to get stuck straight in.
Well, because on the advert, it's not the ambassador sat in the corner eating them all himself, is he?
No.
Because you can't wait to get tucked into them.
Yeah. Oh, I can't open the box.
Okay. Well, there's been another goal in the Premier League.
Wow. Newcastle on fire. Isak has now scored. They're 3-0 up at Brentford.
Dyson wrestling with that book. I should have put them on a silver salver.
Yeah,
really.
You should have put them on a
platter. I'm going to go and get some white gloves and a dicky bow and serve them to him in private. Second half's underway. Wake up.
Yes.
The second half's underway on this final game of the season. West Ham making things very interesting. They've got a goal back.
Potentially, yeah.
So the chances of some sort of upset are still alive.
Yes.
I think the biggest upset we're going to see in here is a stomach upset. You've eaten 5 Ferrero Rocher.
Yes, I have had 5. They're very nice, though. They are quite Moorish as well. But I think there's 2 layers. If I give myself a layer of Ferrero Rocher, I think that's all right.
Do you know the problem with that box is it's see-through. So you know when you'd get like a box of milk tray and then you'd eat from... You'd take your favourites from the layer below.
Yes, yeah, yeah. You can't do... There's no point. They're all the same.
They're all the same, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're enjoying them, I hope.
They're very nice, thank you very much, yeah.
Well, as an ambassador, it's my
responsibility. Yeah, what was your worst part of your body, by the way?
I've got quite a few options.
Oh, have you?
Oh, pardon me. Oh. Did you hear that right on
was
cue?
That
was
Kier?
That was Keir Starmer. My stoma maid burbled away there, he piped
it's
up.
It's me, it's me.
Excuse me. You'll find the least favourite part of the stoma, of the body, sorry, is the stoma.
Yeah, I suppose, are you technically part of the body, though, Keir? I don't know. Or an appendage to the body?
But look, unlike the honourable member opposite, who has a disgusting skin tag hanging off the back of his thigh, that frankly doesn't just scare local school children, but adults as well, when will the honourable member opposite apologise for being such a disgusting freak?
Never! Never!
Order! Order!
Wow, that's Keir's most controversial statement.
I know, sorry,
I thought he was going to try to stay in the middle ground, but he's gone all out. It's madness.
It would be obvious for me to pick my stoma.
It's
not that I'm fond of it. It's more that it's helping me out.
Yeah, you've grown to love it.
Yeah, not romantically.
Obviously.
I don't know. I mean, there actually is. When you're told you're going to have one.
Yeah.
So, obviously, I've got this because I had cancer and I had to have the base of my spine removed. And the nerves to the bladder and bowel sit on that bone. So, when that's removed, they have to cut those nerves so that your bladder and bowel no longer work as they used to. So, when they're telling you that you're going to have this operation, you meet a stoma nurse, and My stoma nurse, Bree, she was amazing and counselled me and got me ready for it. She gave me a booklet, and it's all these do's and don'ts and things.
Oh.
And it actually says in the booklet...
Don't present a radio show with near a live mic.
Don't present a radio show with a disgusting freak who has flabby skin on the back of who has leg nips.
Yeah. Leg nips.
But it also says that you shouldn't... And I don't know how to put this in a radio-friendly form of words.
Okay.
Don't do things to your stoma that are romantic.
Really? I have to warn people about that.
Yeah.
Do things to your stoma that are romantic.
I think you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
There are some dark people out there, aren't there?
There are indeed. but saved by a glut of goals. Wow.
So many goals at the start of the second halves. Raheem Sterling has scored for Chelsea. They're tuning up against Bournemouth. Brentford have got a goal back against Newcastle. Jan Elts has scored it. They're losing 3-1. One at home to Newcastle, though. And Fulham have scored a third. Raul Jimenez, he got another one just before half-time. So Fulham 3-1 up at Luton. Luton definitely going down.
There's VAR. Oh, no, that was...
There is a VAR.
Something else. Sorry, that was... We got confused by the Sky Sports show and some of the highlights of their season.
Yeah, it's annoying.
But text us on 8-12-15. What is the least favourite part of your own body?
Matt, and you. Rock and roll football.
We've already heard from Southampton fan Paul McCaffrey. It's time to hear from a Leeds fan, another friend of the show, John Richardson. John, congratulations on reaching the playoff final.
Thank you very much, and commiserations to Nottingham Forest on their valid attempt to get back to the Championship.
You're the sort of person I know was very pessimistic about Leeds getting to the final. Now that you're there, do you think you will prevail on Sunday?
Do you know what I have visualised... celebrating, which is not like me. I've visualised that moment of the full-time whistle going and getting to cheer and
he's manifesting.
Oh my God, it's like Noel Edmonds. And what form does the celebration take? Do you tear off your clothes?
I hug a stranger and then it gets very awkward. And then I just calm down again and come home and start thinking, oh my God, I'm going to go to the Premier League.
Oh yeah, that's the problem though. That's the problem is when you already start stressing about the Premier League before you've actually got there.
You can't have enjoyed this season. Yeah, I know you said you have, but you can't have.
I've enjoyed it.
It's great
you?
Fun, yeah, it's great fun. We go up, we spend the fortune, live like crazy people for a few years, and we're loving it. We're having the time of our lives.
A little bit more than you were supposed to, didn't you?
Yes, but we can take it. 4 point, it's nothing to us. Yeah, whatever. We'll live with it.
Absolutely, I shall be advised. Leeds United board exactly that. That it's fine to cheat now.
Yeah, it's worth the gamble.
Just buy whatever you need and deal with it in three seasons when you get a 3-point.
Exactly.
What's McCaffrey said?
Oh, he said he's totally confident. He was like, he doesn't even need to visualise celebrating because he's just so at peace that it will happen.
He thinks they're going up.
Yeah. He also said if he sees you outside the stadium, he's going to batter you. He said him and his mates are going to try and find you.
You can tell him after the season we've had, I fully anticipate being battered before I see him. I'm hoping to be battered by the time I step off the train.
From that, can we take it that you're going to the game?
I don't know. I am I'm on the full-time blag. I'm blagging in various different angles. I've got my fingers in a number of pies, vegan and non-vegan. I'm fingering any pie I can get near, mate.
Okay, look, it's still we're on during the day here, John, so we'll have to be pretty careful. But,
finger a pie during the day, can't you?
You can. It's just it's just not an image that people like. You know, it's.
It's absolutely gone all posh now. I've got to finger a lattice.
We can get multiple fingers in a lattice. You just
get all
your fingers in one pie.
A phyllo parcel. I bet you're one of those people who likes a pie that is like a casserole dish with a puff pastry lid on it.
Don't you dare, because you know what sort of pies I like. You know I like short crust. You know I like it all around the side, up the top and down the back. And that's how I like my pies as well. John, good luck for Sunday. Obviously, people are torn because...
Everyone's with Leeds now.
I think you're right.
But now we've all seen Sunak celebrating. Sunak Saints. You know, you see what he did to Adidas Samba trainers. That's what he's doing to Southampton now. And so the nation is behind Leeds for once. For once.
Absolutely. We all love Leeds.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
And for one last time this season, everyone put your hand on your device as we try and see who is out there.
What did you say?
Who is out there to speak to us today? Dennis has sent us a text saying he wants Boris Johnson's views on the Southampton fan who held his prosthetic leg in the air when they made it to the Championship playoff final the other night. Is Boris out there?
I mean,
it's great to be back, by the way. I what was this chap doing, by the way, Southampton, where I know my good friend Rishi Sunak was there, who's a genuine football fan, by the way, sainty boy, or whatever they call it. I want to picture the sainty boys have done in getting to the cup. Was it the cup final?
Yeah.
Yes, the championship. The great city, Southampton, built the Titanic, and look how that turned out. Yes, but anyway, I don't blame anyone for that terrible thing. But on the honourable gentleman for. Knee amputations north. He waved it. I thought it was a great thing. When sometimes in your celebrating, you got to wave your arms. They share you. What was it? They shake your.
Shake your money maker.
Shake your money maker. Shake your booty. Yes. His boot was on his leg. And he picked it up. He was patriotic. Way to celebrate. To physically. He was so excited. He physically removed his limbs. I never. What was it? They say limbs. I know young people use. TikTok, you see, they say limbs. Yes, that's what they say. When you see these fans going balmy and berserk, anyway, convulsions of pre-asthmatic. They're losing it. They're losing their stuff. Losing their stuff all over the place. And they say limbs, limbs, limbs. And I think maybe this gentleman took it a bit too literally. That's all I have to say on the matter.
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
So, for the last time this season, what are people eating as they watch Match of the Day tonight, Dyson?
Claire in Stapleford says chip cobs all round to celebrate the tricky tree staying up. Yes, love it. Jim is suggesting he's going to have a silver platter of Ferrero Rocher for the ambassador.
You've eaten half a box, by the way.
I have eaten eight. That's a serving suggestion, isn't it? That's the standard amount.
The portion.
Yeah, the portion is eight. If you get offered them, take eight. That's your lot.
Sarah in Leeds says she's having sausage and mash. Yes. Seems a bit warm for sausage and mash.
Late at night, it's a big one to eat while you're watching Match.
Late night sausage and mash, lovely.
It's going to sit on you all night long. That,
bit of
it?
Gravy, bit of mustard.
Oh yes, lovely. I'm there, yeah. Why not?
Are going to go for a few beers, and we're going to go for wings and ribs and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's our munch.
End of the season party, wrap party, but also producer Liam's leaving. Liam, this is your last show with us.
Yes.
It's really sad because you're so talented.
Oh, thank you.
And I think in radio and in entertainment, there's a lot of people involved. Dyson and I are the voice of the show, and of course you're periodically on the microphone. Mm-hmm. But you are an exceptional talent, Liam. You are really... Part of what makes this show wonderful is your ideas and your personality and your talent and your hard work and everything. And doing this show is a real pleasure, and you are such a big reason for that. And I'm... going to miss you, I'm sure.
Yes,
Dyson as well.
We will, yeah. It's a very hard one to replace, isn't he, this one?
So thank you.
Well, no, thank you. It's been an honour and a privilege, and I think it's a career highlight, always will be. And not also just a career thing, I think, and Dyson, you'll agree with this, but you know when moments just stick in your head, and I think being here from when you came back on air, that moment...
Oh, yeah.
That will stick with me forever, so I'm honoured to have been a part of that. And, play a song soon. He says, start,
yeah, it's okay. It's going to start welling up. It's going to start welling up. But thank you. And obviously, it was an amazing thing to come back to because, obviously, for quite a long time, I was in hospital and wasn't able to walk or move.
It's been a big season, hasn't it? Really?
It has. Yeah. I feel like I missed a lot of it, but obviously the ending has been so exciting.
Yeah.
But doing this show is so much fun, and it's obviously working with you, Dyson.
Oh, well.
Working with you, Liam.
So glad you're still alive.
Oh, such a big
and we don't have to talk about Birmingham City every week anymore.
We're not yet. Give me 2 years and we're back in the Prem. Yeah, you know what I mean? Right,
yeah. I may be alive, but Birmingham City aren't. I think it's important to remember
everything
that.
Should be dead.
Right, oh, I'll see you at the pub then, yeah?
See you at the pub. Liam's had enough of this. He's getting too emotional. But what I was also going to say is... So much of the show is the listeners and the texts we get and the tweets we get and the people that we talk to on the phone. And I'm not just talking about the well wishes that you sent me because they really meant a lot, but doing this show is just so good for my spirit and my optimism. And I know I'm a positive person anyway,
yeah.
But coming back to this just gave me a sense of purpose and identity back and made me not think of myself as a patient or someone who was recovering something terrible. And to be able to talk about stomas and catheting and cancer in a way that, in a way, makes light of it, because I know other people are going through worse, but just being able to talk about your own situation, it's an immense privilege. Radio is something very, very special.
Yes, especially live radio. Isn't it exciting, isn't it?
I never, ever take this lightly. I've always loved doing it. I've always taken it seriously in terms of enjoying it properly. So thank you to you all. We'll see you next season.
Yes.
We're back in August. Forest have stayed in the Premier League, thank God. I have stayed in this realm. And we'll be back in August for the start of the Premier League season, live from the Edinburgh Festival. See you next season.
Rock and Roll Football. Podcast done.
Well, what a way to finish. Absolutely incredible.
Yes, euphoric end to the season.
For the final time this season, please leave a 5-star written review.
Yes.
Helps the podcast get up the charts. Tell your friends and all your family. This was the last podcast of this show produced by Liam Clark.
Oh, yes, sad times.
Liam
sad times.
Will no longer be producing this podcast.
He's been poached. Yeah, he's been headhunted by another.
Yes, we should be clear.
Rival broadcaster.
He has not been boiled in water.
Yes. Sorry, yeah, we should make that clear, yeah.
It's just in case you... Or indeed, bagged by a huntsman.
Ah, yes, indeed.
You've not been poached.
But he's leaving us anyway.
He's leaving. He's off. He's dead, isn't
he? He shall be missed.
Yes, we will never, ever talk to him again. So, we'll be back next season. We'll be back in August, just a few weeks' time.
With a new sound, with this new...
Yeah, fresh new sound.
Hotshot producer with some crazy ideas. Can't wait to see what they're going to do.
Enjoy the FA Cup final. Enjoy the Euros. Next time we are on this show, we'll know who won the FA Cup, we'll know who won the Scottish Cup, we'll know who won the Euros. We'll know how Scotland did. We'll know how England did. Oh, yes. Football never ends. And that's one of the many things that makes it wonderful. Thank you to all of you for downloading this. See you next season.
Bye-bye.